Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. This is the only radio program in the world focusing on art song, that combination of poetry set to music by a classical composer for voice and piano. Tonight's program celebrates the birthday of Claude Debussy, born 22 August 1862. We'll hear some of his most beautiful mélodies, as well as some of his other sins. Let's begin with Apparition, or Apparition, written by the 22-year-old Debussy to the dreamlike words of Mallarmé. You can find the original French words and English translations at hawaiipublicradio.org/singing-and-other-sins. The following sopranos are both French. They'll sing the same Debussy song. What differences do you notice between the two?
Oh.
an early song of Debussy, beautifully sung by first Nathalie Desaye with pianist Philippe Cassard. And then it was Sandrine Piau with Jos van Immerzel piano. Desaye sounded brighter to my ears and Piau a bit more mellow. Did you notice a difference? You're listening to the Debussy Birthday Celebration on Singing and Other Sins. Well, we just heard two French sopranos. Let's enjoy two French baritones in La mer est plus belle. The sea is more beautiful than cathedrals. To the poetry of Verlaine. One of these voices sounds smooth to me. See if we have the same reaction. Translations available at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. La mer est plus belle que les cathédrales, nourrice fidèle, berceuse de rare, la mer.
Thank you.
Debussy certainly wrote some beautiful songs. That was La mer est plus belle, the sea is more beautiful. François Leroux with Noël Lee was the first baritone, and the second was Gérard Souzet with pianist Dalton Baldwin. To me, Souzet always sounds so sophisticated and like a smooth customer. You've heard French people sing the Mélodie of Debussy. Now let's hear how well the American Don Upshaw performs. From the Ariette Oubliée, the Forgotten Melodies, we'll hear C'est l'extase langoureuse. It's that melancholy ecstasy. And Il pleure dans mon cœur. There is weeping in my heart, like the rain on the town. Both of these mélodies are set by Debussy to poems of Verlaine. Though she's a soprano, I hear a dark, almost mezzo quality to the voice of Don Upshaw.
Thank you.
That was Don Upshaw with James Levine piano in two of Debussy's Ariettes Oubliées, The Forgotten Melodies. Let's hear another Debussy sin. What an unusual piece with an equally unusual combination of instruments. That was the finale from Debussy's Sonata for Flute, Viola, and Harp. Vincent Lucas played flute, Lise Berthold, viola, and Marie-Pierre Langlamé, harp. You are listening to Singing and Other Sins and Debussy's birthday celebration. We'll return to song now and hear a voice from the recent past. Madi Mesplet recorded the following two songs in 1980. Listen to the sweet sound and fast vibrato that we sometimes associate with French sopranos. We'll hear Debussy's Calme dans le demi-jour, Calm in the half-light of dawn, and Romance that deals with the sweet, perfumed, beautiful soul. Listen for that unusual quality to Miss Blaise's voice.
Oh,
two Debussy songs performed by Marie Mesplée with Dalton Baldwin, the steady pianist. Did you notice Mesplée's sweet tone and quick vibrato? An equally interesting and instantly recognizable voice can be heard in the next Debussy songs performed by Hugh Quinault in his 70th year. We'll hear two Verlaine poems set by Debussy, L'ombre des arbres, The Shadow of the Trees, and Mandoline, in which you'll hear that instrument accompanying the elegant dancers in the poem. Quinault's voice is like no other. He sounded the same from the beginning of his career until he retired shortly before his 90th birthday. Piccolo tenor with pianist Martin Esep in two Debussy songs. The second song, Mandoline, only lasts a minute and a half and is one of the most frequently performed of Debussy's songs. Let's hear it again by the English baritone Christopher Maltman, and then let him continue with another Debussy-Verlaine combination called Le son du corps s'afflige vers les bois. The sound of the horn wails towards the woods. In both songs, notice how the piano sets the mood. Maltman also has a distinctive sound to his voice. I think it's due to his vibrato.
Il est belle si coûteuse, il change des propos phares sous les rames de la chanteuse. C'est Dieu si c'est cette amante, et c'est l'éternel qui tourne. Et c'est la mise qui pour ma te cruelle fait ma mère tendre. Leur courte veste de soie, de longues robes à queue. Leur immense, leur joie et leurs ombres tourbillonnent dans l'extase d'une lune rose et grise et la mandoline jase parmi les frissons de brise. La 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 la. Soupir d'automne.
the warm voice of Christopher Maltman with the expert pianist Malcolm Martineau in two Debussy songs. Did the second one lull you into a drowsy state? The sound of the horn wails towards the woods with an almost orphan sorrow which fades away at the foot of the hill amid the gusts of the fierce north wind. Verlaine could always be counted on to provide evocative words fit for the likes of composers like Debussy. Did you have an opinion about the sound of Maltman's voice? He's very successful, but there are critics who object to his vibrato. For me, it just adds to the warmth of his sound. Speaking of which, it's time to hear another of Debussy's sins, chosen by Dennis Moore. This is Poisson d'Or, Goldfish, from set 2 of Images by Debussy. Vlado Perlmutter was the pianist in that 1968 recording of Poisson d'Or, Goldfish. Of course, by Debussy. Were you able to picture the scene? One of my favorite Debussy interpreters is Bernard Cresson from Holland, where he first studied and later moved to France to work with the master of French melody, Pierre Bernac. Listen to the way he sings in an almost conversational tone in this following set of Debussy's songs called Fêtes Galantes, Elegant Parties.
Les hauts talons luttaient avec les longues jupes, en sorte que selon le terrain et le vent, parfois luisaient des bas de jambes trop souvent interceptés. Et nous aimions ce jeu de dupes, parfois aussi le dard d'un insecte jaloux, inquiétait le col des belles sous les branches, et c'était des éclairs soudain de nuque blanche, et ce régal comblait nos jeunes yeux de fou. Te souvient-il de notre extase ancienne? Pourquoi voulez-vous donc qu'il m'en souvienne? Ton cœur bat-il toujours à mon seul nom? Toujours vois-tu mon amour?
Three Debussy songs sung by Bernard Cresson with Noël Lee, piano. Can you guess what Cresson was famous for aside from his interpretation of French melody? Believe it or not, it was spear fishing. Earlier, I mentioned Pierre Bernac, so we must hear the melody specialist in a Debussy song. His sound is like a baritone merged with a tenor. It has a color that many critics associate with French mélodie performers. This is a fun song that compares all the world's chattering women and find none that can top the Parisienne. And can you guess Bernac's pianist?
Contient belle langagière, florentine, vénitienne, assez pour être messagère, et même mon les anciennes. Mais, sois lombarde, romaine, je ne croise à mes périls, piémontaise, savoisienne, il n'est bon bec que de Paris. De beaux parler tiennent chaillère, se dit-on napolitaine, et que son bonne cacotière, allemandes et brussiennes, soit grecque, égyptienne, de Hongrie ou d'autres pays, espagnole ou castellane, il n'est bon bec que de Paris. Prête, suisse, y savent guère, ne gascones et toulousaines. Petit pont de Harmogère, les conclurons et les Lorraines, anglaises ou calaisiennes. Ai-je beaucoup de lieux compris? Picarde de Valenciennes, il n'est bon bec que de Paris. Prince, au femme parisienne de bien parler, donner le prix. Quoi qu'on dit d'italienne, il n'est pour mec que de Paris.
Pierre Bernac with Francis Poulenc at the piano. Yes, the same famous composer. The two performed Ballade des Femmes de Paris. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we've been celebrating the birthday of Debussy. Be sure to contact me with feedback on these programs. Just go to hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins and you'll find the place to email me. There you can also find a link to the archives of previous Singing and Other Sins broadcasts. Next week, to celebrate Goethe's birthday, we'll hear his poems that were set to song by Schubert. This is your host and producer, Gary Hickling. Aloha.